This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio about to begin from the perspective of the folks that are on with the DJV program. That is me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here and Victoria Keelan. We add our weekly overview to thoughts that others have had on the information coming from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of July 20th to the 24th, stories, people, there are 10 on each list, and we'll try with the time that we have to go through as much of it. I guess that at number 10, I'm taking a deep breath here because I don't know how much time to spend on Kanye West, but that's number 10, his disorder and what people are saying about it. What he has brought about here on his own in terms of attention being paid to him, getting a divorce apparently from his wife.
Well, we don't know that yet. He said he's been trying to get divorced.
Yeah, but
the rumor
he has been or she has been.
He said in one of his tweets that he's been trying to divorce her for 2 years, but I don't think that that's true. Since just, you know, a couple weeks ago, they were together, and he was posting pictures of the family, so I don't know.
What does that mean, he's been trying to? If you
exactly.
want to get divorced, you go to a
right.
lawyer and
exactly.
you get a divorce. So what does that mean?
Exactly.
Although there was some report, I think it was Us Weekly or one of the gossipy magazines that said that they've been having some marital problems for a while and that she's been staying in it because of the kids. They have four
yeah.
kids together.
Hmm.
So...
But isn't it, the reality is, isn't it a shame that this sort of thing gets so out of control that it ruins the relationship that arguably ought to be the most important in your life? That this,
well, if he refuses treatment, then what
right.
else can they do?
Well, he brings it on himself. That's the point I'm making. You have choices to make when it comes to things like this. And if you choose not to do anything about it for whatever the reason, then you suffer the consequences as much as anything else. Is it the most important thing of the week? No, but it is at number 10 on the story list at Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can see these lists published every week at talkers.com. Number 9, the social media conspiracy theories that are floating around. I don't know that this is new. I would have thought that conspiracy theories would be in the top 10 almost every week, right?
Always. I haven't heard. What are the latest
ones? What's the latest?
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
heard
look at
any of
the Chinese
recently.
And what they're doing to their own people, and there's a lot of that stuff.
I don't think those are conspiracy theories. Those are just facts.
Well,
I don't know.
See, the Chinese would have you believe that they are. Well, this is
sure,
already going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Major League Baseball, Dr. Fauci throwing out the first pitch, et cetera, et cetera. Sports in general, sports talk radio sort of getting a bit of a revival because there's finally something... Then I don't use that word lightly, Victoria, as you know. But finally, there are some Major League Baseball games, a lot of activity, actually, this week. Football, rehearsals, is that right? No, practice.
Oh, boy.
Exhibition.
Rehearsal yeah. is for wrestling. Practice is for
no,
football.
No, it's not. Rehearsal's for
yeah,
a play.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and wrestling's not a play? Please.
No, it's a real sport. Leave it alone.
Ah, right, of course, this thing. How did I miss that? And so there's that. I don't know. Is there anything to add to that, ladies? You feel like throwing something?
Well, I think the big story was about what Major League Baseball was going to do to handle the Black Lives Matter pressure and whether or not they were going to do something. And they did. The teams all did a tribute to Black Lives Matter before. And then, but he was really watching to see who would take a knee during the national anthem. And both the Yankees, I think the Yankees and the Nationals all stood for the national anthem. The Giants, who have been at the center of this, many of them, I think about five of them, including their manager, knelt down before the opening day festivities. And then I was just disappointed to see Mookie Betts, who's a brand new Dodger from Boston. They stole him away from the Red Sox. Your Red Sox. He took a knee during the national anthem.
What? So what? I say so what? So what does that get you? People get that folks are upset about what's going on. But at this point, does the knee make a difference? Does taking, the
well,
so-called
I think because,
taking a
I
knee
guess,
make a difference?
Here's what bothers me, and he has the right to do it. It's not that I, you know, believe me, I believe people have the right to protest, but I also have the right to respond, right, if I think that it's bad. And so, and I do. I think a lot of people have died for this country of all colors, and I think kneeling down is just, it's not respectful, especially when you just had a 10-minute tribute to the Black Lives Matter movement before that, when everybody did take a knee and stood in solidarity with the movement. So, I don't know. I think what bothers me is that someone, let's just take the Mookie Betts example, because I'm a Dodger fan and he was the only Dodger to kneel, he just signed a $365 million deal for 12 years. And so he is someone who has benefited from the way this country is set up. And so I think a far better and more meaningful protest would be one where he would donate some of his salary, or he would do something that would actually directly impact his communities instead of taking a knee in front of
it. Yeah, see, that's kind of what I was
aiming at. Do we know that he hasn't done that? So many people actually don't do it for publicity. They do anonymously donate to things. We don't know.
You know what? I hope that he does.
I have no horse in this race. Mm-hmm. But
if you really want to make that, if you really want to be meaning, if you really want meaningful change in a community, and you're in a position of the power that he is in, he just signed a deal. That was one of the big sports stories this week. 12 years and $365 million. Well, then there you go. You have a vehicle for it now. And I don't know. It just, that to me, there should be places where we don't have to feel divided, other than our teams.
Let me
and
get
right
this
now,
straight. $30 million a year, in this case,
over,
to play 60
mm-hmm.
games?
Well, that's next year,
$500,000 a game.
Not bad work, huh?
It's nice work if you can get it. At number 7 on the countdown list, our relationship with China, which is crumbling. The cybersecurity issues of the week, the Chinese hackers who have been charged with theft of trade secrets. We're also looking for other things, Victoria, it looks like. There's an 11-count indictment against... Why only two? There must be hundreds of these people, if not thousands of them.
Yeah, but
maybe they aren't
that,
in our country, but...
Well, they're everywhere. But the two that they were able to... Look, it's no small feat to identify two of these hackers. So this is... They've been following them for 10 years. And so this is nothing that's... It's not easy to do. So the fact that they were able to find them, they know where they are, and to release their names and their ages, I think that's pretty huge.
But
it's a drop in the bucket, but still, it's a start.
So where do we go with all of this? Where should we be going as American citizens? What we think about... You know, people actually are teasing me. Some people make fun of me. I talked on the air about my buying a new refrigerator, making sure it wasn't from China, things like that. And people say, oh, why do you bother? After all of this, you're going to ask me, why would I bother? How? What kind? That's so, to me, it's un-American to look at what the Chinese government has done, not only to our country, but we brought it on ourselves by falling into the trap of wanting to get cheap, cheap, cheap. Everything's got to be cheap. So let's go make it in China, and then, you know, we'll make more money, yada, yada. Okay, so that's great. But at the end of the day, we're getting it in the shorts. And so it was pretty much the rest of the world. So at what point do you sign out of this? Do you leave this deal? And as I've said 100 times, if I said it once in the past 3 or 4 months, the crickets are very busy in Washington when it comes to looking at members of Congress or the Senate at providing respite for American companies that need to be incentivized to come back here. Nothing. No, there's nothing being done that I can see, correct me if I'm wrong, to get at the Chinese government, to put them into place. Maybe Trump throwing the Chinese out of the Houston consulate and maybe out of the San Francisco consulate, and now the Chinese are going to do nah, we're going to throw you out of one of our consulates. So this is maybe the beginning of the Cold War with China, who knows. But to let these people get away with what they've been getting away with, or to contribute or actually make it happen, which is what we've done, nobody seems to be waking up to this.
Funny. I don't know if it's possible to have a Cold War with China. We can't just close our eyes and pretend they don't exist anymore. We've become so dependent on them.
Our eyes,
can you imagine?
But
no.
Are we going to stay dependent on them? Are we going to stay?
A Cold War would involve us just kind of ignoring them. We'll stay in our lane. You stay in your lane. But you know what? That's not... possible with this government.
It's
not possible at all. And by the way, President Xi doesn't want it to be possible. He's made it very clear that he wants China to be the ultimate supreme and superpower on the planet. Yeah. And so,
but we're at the point now where, like, if like Jen's right, if we can't just say, okay, we're just going to ignore China, because if you do a like a mental visual exercise and you go to any of your favorite stores, go to Target, Walmart, wherever you want to go, Bed Bath and Beyond. Take away every single product off those shelves that's made in China, you're going to have empty stores.
Yeah.
So we have got to... This is a 40, 50-year supply chain that's been happening. This cannot be reversed overnight. This is something we've got...
We have to make an effort.
And in some sectors, we are. In the tech sector, I think that they really are making that, you know, the first chipset...
Well, because the damn Chinese are listening to everything that we do. Their potential...
Oh, well,
that's
true.
Those Chinese...
Buy a Vizio TV. It's the number one most popular brand in America. It's the Costco brand. And they have actually proven that the Chinese government can, that those TVs are spying on you. They can listen to you in your own home. So if you have a Vizio, you know, you might want to leave it unplugged unless you're watching it.
Yeah, you might want to throw it out. All right, so we are considering the top stories of the week in our overview, the Talk Radio Review at 17 past the hour with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually... These are people... They're not actors. They're not phony balonies. They're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Shingles is a viral infection that causes a painful, blistery rash. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, almost one of every three people in the U.S. will develop shingles in their lifetime.
When people get chickenpox, the infection doesn't actually go away. The virus sort of stays in the nerves for the rest of your life.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Pratish Tosh explains that as you get older, your immune system, which has kept that virus at bay, weakens and the virus reactivates. The result is a very painful rash. About one in five people who contract shingles can have long-term pain issues.
And so the recommendation really right now is for everyone over age 50 to get the new vaccine, which is much better than the old one and really efficacious.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits of News Talk Radio, the companion hour to the actual Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The three of us are members of the DJV Show, a gang of broadcasters that is heard around the country every weekday. The charts for the week, published at Talkers.com. The folks at Talkers Magazine do the research, listen to a lot of talk radio programs, talk with a lot of hosts and management folks to come up with a list. At number six, the presidential race and what's gone on here this past week. The announcement that the convention for the Republicans basically won't be as big time as many thought. The Democrats doing pretty much the same thing, right? I noticed some swipes this week by both sides, Biden taking a swipe at Trump, Trump taking a swipe. What I thought most interesting is what Mitt Romney said this week about the race. A lot of the, and Lynn Cheney, who are the other big Republicans that are off the Trump bandwagon, Jennifer? I'm trying to remember
who. Lynn Cheney's not off. The controversy with Lynn Cheney is that she's not off the Trump bandwagon. She's like the number three of Republicans in the House, right behind Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy. It's that some of the Republicans like Matt Gaetz and others feel that she is not actually fully set behind the Trump agenda, and so they've been calling her out. She hasn't outwardly said that she's, you know, getting off the bandwagon, she's not going to vote for him. They just don't think she's being active enough.
But Mitt Romney has said he's not going to vote for him.
Oh yeah, Romney's Mitt Romney is off the bandwagon 100%.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Although I don't know that he's actually endorsed Joe Biden and said he's going to vote for him. He just always is a critic of Trump.
Right. But remember when Trump was elected and he had that long meeting with Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney was very critical of him during the election 2016. And then they got together at Trump's golf course for a meeting.
And Trump was going to make him Secretary of State. Remember?
Yeah.
They were taught. And then all of a sudden Mitt Romney was talking about how great Trump was. And then when Trump went with someone else, when he went with Rex Tillerson, then it all started up again.
All right. So then perhaps the important part of this is the continuing focus on who will be Joe Biden's running mate. Interesting that Elizabeth Warren apparently has had a lot of influence with Joe Biden on the platform.
But you sign this treaty thing that they're calling it with Bernie Sanders. Yeah. He's got AOC who's working on his energy plans, and Elizabeth Warren has been a policy advisor. And so I think had he not kind of painted himself into a corner where he's going to need to pick a woman of color, I think Elizabeth Warren would have been his pick. But now she would bring a lot of energy probably to his ticket, because there's a lot of people who
were
going to vote for her that would have not voted for Joe Biden. So
yeah, it's true.
Now,
a lot of women.
I think that he's done it. I think where we are right now, where the party is right now, he isn't committed to a woman of color. He's committed to a woman. But I would say if the times were not what they were, Elizabeth Warren would be a shoo-in. Now it probably looks more like someone like Kamala Harris. But I think if you look at the pool of people that Joe Biden could have picked that did bring something, it would have been Amy Klobuchar or it would have been Elizabeth Warren. Amy Klobuchar has already taken herself out because she wants a woman of color, and really she just wanted to give it to Elizabeth Warren. Because by withdrawing herself and saying Biden should pick someone of color, then she
Amy Klobuchar was a non-starter once her record came out. That was with prosecution. She was a non-starter.
I think they are too. Val Demings would be a great choice.
I think it's an opportunity.
What?
She was the police, Doug, if you don't know, she was the police chief in Orlando.
Yeah, I knew
and
that.
So
yeah.
And the people who are out there on the street saying to defund the police and the police are evil and Hitler,
they're
not going to like her.
Well, I get that. But what I'm saying is, as a member of the party, I think that the people who would dismiss her are being very short-sighted. It's an opportunity to have someone who has had on-the-job, real-life experience, and someone who can actually say, this is maybe the right path to reforming the police and making the police better. She's a black woman from Florida. I think that, I think she would be a very solid pick, and I think that's a missed opportunity, and I think it's being very short-sighted.
Up next, number five. Focus on Black Lives Matter.
Most of us have been spending a lot more
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A U.S. District Court judge denied Oregon's request to restrict federal agents' actions as they arrest people during protests that have gotten out of control in Portland and pitted local officials against the Trump administration. Federal agents deployed by President Donald Trump have arrested dozens during nightly demonstrations against racial injustice that continues to turn violent. Democratic leaders in Oregon say federal intervention has worsened the 2-month crisis, especially after both
both the governor and mayor stepped aside and asked the police to stand down. U.S. District Court Judge Michael Mossman said the state lacked the standing to sue on the behalf of protesters because the lawsuit is a highly unusual one with a very particular set of rules. Protesters in Portland continue to target the federal courthouse, setting fires outside and vandalizing the building that U.S. authorities say they have a duty to protect. This is USA Radio News. America's teachers are concerned about the upcoming school year, and USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A large majority of America's school teachers say in a new survey they are worried they'll be exposed to the coronavirus in their classrooms if classroom learning resumes this fall. A Gallup poll finding 3/4 of teachers are either very or moderately concerned. About half of Americans in other jobs are very or moderately worried about exposure to the virus as well. The survey showing 74% of kindergarten through high school teachers would prefer to work remotely. I'm Chris Barnes.
The first hurricane to threaten the United States since the start of the coronavirus pandemic is bearing down on Hawaii. Meanwhile, two storms are churning in the Atlantic, and one could reach hurricane force before bringing significant flooding to the Texas Gulf Coast. In the Pacific, it's Hurricane Douglas growing into a major Category 3 storm with sustained winds of over 130 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 after the hour. Our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio continues. I'm Doug Steffen with colleague Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan from the DJV program, here to go through the charts. We've done half, and that would be appropriate because we're halfway through the hour. So number five is a focus on the protests and the agents that debate about what went on in Portland as it connects to Black Lives Matter. So is there anything that has changed during the course of the week since all this began, ladies?
Well, I think everything's been developing. Certainly in Portland, the mayor got tear gassed by agents for being out on the street with really people who were out there rioting. The rioters turned on him. They were trying to beat him up. He had a pretty bad week, I think, and they've actually classified now what's going on in Portland as official riots in Chicago.
Let me ask you this question about whether or not the people, the federal police or whatever they are in Oregon's largest city, have avoided scrutiny. Is this supposed to be going on? That's the debate, it seems to me, whether this sort of thing should be happening in any American city.
I don't know what you mean, I guess.
How is it, under what rule or law or allowable circumstance do we send, we're supposedly not supposed to have military presence in our cities, can't use the military. So what then? Is this just a change in uniform? As far as I'm concerned, this is the military in our country going into an area, whether you think they're out of control or they aren't out of control. This is a local.
Well, these are federal,
if you believe in
these
home
are federal
rule,
agents.
What are they doing there?
What are
Why
they
are
doing
they there?
There?
Yeah.
They're protected. Well, a couple of things. First,
did somebody
of all,
call and
to,
say, please
they
send?
They have the right to be there because of the Insurrection Act, number one. Number two, the federal government has a right to defend federal property. And what these guys are doing, standing inside in front of a federal courthouse, protecting a federal piece of property. And that's because these people who are there and rioting are trying to knock down that building and take it over. So do I think the federal government has a right to be there? Yes. Do I think that the reason the people that are out there on the streets right now are there because of a failure of leadership in their cities? Yes. I think those things are all true. And yes, I do believe that the federal government has a right to protect.
I think you're onto something. Yeah, I think we have a failure of leadership across the board, whether it's locally. I can cite my community as an example of horrible, horrible leadership across many of the states. Same thing. The people who get elected to office have no business being there. They're not managers. They're politicians. And you go on the federal level, pretty much the same thing. These people that are politicians try to get involved in management. They don't understand how the system works. And in this, there's so much gray area here. I understand what you're saying about protecting federal buildings and federal property. I get it and would agree with that. Those properties need to be protected. But it seems to me, as in too frequently the case, that they go too far. They push too hard, and then they create a situation that's worse than what there was to begin with. There's a modicum of moderation that's required, it seems to me, here, and it's not being exercised well. Is the mayor of Portland a doofus? Absolutely. I don't know much about the governor of Oregon, but I'm not impressed with the governor of Portland. I mean, with the mayor of Portland at all. And that's the thing. Look at California. There's idiots that run California. The mayor is worse than a dunderhead. And, I mean, you go across the country and you see how whatever is going on with us, the weakening of leadership, the weakening of the power structure, the organization, if you will, because these people, again, I call in my own community, Framingham, Massachusetts, this woman doesn't know anything about running an administrative office, which is what the mayor is supposed to do. Nothing. And that has been replicated across the country, here, there, and everywhere. So, it's no surprise that we have these frustrations because we don't have the police. That's one of the reasons that there is a move to, even though it's kind of ignorant, to want to, quote-unquote, defund the police. Reorganizing is the word, and prioritizing the various jobs that they have or what they shouldn't be doing, those sorts of things. But as usual, the news media gets a hold of stuff, and people who are ignoramus says, oh, I got to defund the police. What are you, nuts? You defund the police, where then is the protection for people who need it? When you need to call the police because somebody's breaking into your home, oh, we're going to defund the police. So the guy's going to come in and break into your home and steal everything there and shoot you. And there's no police around. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. The ignorance that has come from the lack of proper education teaching people how to think, not what to think. I mean, it all plays in. I'm on a toot now and I'm going to get off. But I'm just sick of it, frankly. I'm just sick of us spending so much money and time and falling prey to these people. But it's our own fault. You know, we allow ourselves to be schnookered by some campaign slogan or something like that. It's just, it's not healthy, I don't think. Comments, ladies?
Well, I think, I don't know. I think you know where I stand on all of this. So maybe Victoria, or, you know.
The audience may not know where you stand. Remember, we have a different audience.
I think that I solidly stand in the position that the federal government should defend federal buildings, and I believe in federalism. But these local governments are so inept, and they allow people to get out of control. They allow movements that should be peaceful and organic to go absolutely haywire, officers are now, there are three police officers, or three federal agents now, who have been blinded by protesters this week. That are going to be permanently without sight. It's just unbelievable. This is
okay,
not
but
peaceful.
How many people?
It is violent.
Right, but but there are a lot of peaceful protesters, and it's been caught on film, who have been shoved into the back of an unmarked car, and they weren't doing anything wrong. And then how about that guy, Doug? You were talking about him earlier on this week on the DJV show, the guy who was, I think he was a World War II veteran. He was there observing it and ended up getting punched and kicked or whatever.
Yeah.
So this is happening on both sides, Jim.
A lot of journalists
have
been
realistic.
The question that I have is, if you are a person who is who's watching all of this, if you're in this area where people are throwing frozen water bottles at the heads of police, go home, because the truth is you're going to get hurt. It's unfortunate that we have to say this, but I wouldn't be out there. I don't think any of us would be out there watching this because it's a bad scene. So go home, because people are getting hurt. You're right, Victoria. People are getting caught up in this.
Well, it's a pretty black, much of a black eye here. It's not a kind of a bleak day in America when this stuff is going on, but we need change. And people, we've gone way beyond the point of having acceptable government and the machine politics that has been around off and on. Go back to the Teapot Dome scandal. You can go back further than that to some of the really weak, horrible leadership we've had as we lean too much on politics and not enough on experience and acumen to lead. Number four this week, the economy. A stimulus package. Is everybody going to get another $1,200 check? I think that's what Nancy Pelosi wants, isn't it?
Yep. That's what you're going to get, and that's all you're going to get, because they're not going to take away the payroll tax anymore, because no one would agree to it, including Republicans. Democrats, they weren't going to agree to it. I think it's so silly. People are being so short-sighted. They're going to get their $1,200 check, and then they're going to be paying their taxes for the rest of the year. Dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Steve Mnuchin said that it would take a lot longer to enact a tax change, so that in the immediate, I understand why Mitch McConnell, and I never agree with Mitch McConnell, but I understand why I think in the future that's something that a payroll tax should be definitely looked at. But I think he meant right now, in order to get money in people's hands by next week or by 2 weeks in August, it's not going to happen through a payroll tax.
What does $1,200 do for
just
me?
Just another spineless
not
Republican. But Republicans are so disgusting right now. I mean, seriously, you never hear me say this. I am a Republican, but they are afraid of poll numbers, so their spines are melting.
Yeah, right.
It's the stupidest thing. Instead of fighting for what's right and what makes sense, they're just becoming sludge and falling into the swamp again.
Well, there you go. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A review of the list of the top stories from Talkers Magazine starts at number 10 with a focus on Kanye West and his disorder. At number 9, conspiracy theories abounding on social media. Number 8, the start of the baseball season. Look at where we are, folks. The week of July 20th to the 24th, just getting started with baseball. At number 7, our relationship with China. Number 6, the presidential race. Number 5, the protests and the focus on Black Lives Matter. Number 4, our economy and whether we're going to get more in a new stimulus package. Number 3, 2, and 1 all have to do with the COVID, whether it's schools, whether it's health care, the new vaccines, the drugs, all of that stuff, all part of the top 3 items this week. The story list from Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Shingles is a viral infection that causes a painful, blistery rash. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, almost one of every three people in the U.S. will develop shingles in their lifetime.
When people get chickenpox, the infection doesn't actually go away. The virus sort of stays in the nerves for the rest of your life.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Pratish Tosh explains that as you get older, your immune system, which has kept that virus at bay, weakens and the virus reactivates. The result is a very painful rash. About one in five people who contract shingles can have long-term pain issues.
And so the recommendation really right now is for everyone over age 50 to get the new vaccine, which is much better than the old one and really efficacious.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The People List, the charts for the week of the 20th of July from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here looking at this list. Number 10 is Kanye West, and of course the connection between him and his wife, Kim Kardashian. Number 9, Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame. Number 8, Mark Zuckerberg. People paying attention to him because of social media backlash and radio, the radio industry getting back into the revenue stream that has been lost at Facebook. Putin and Jinping Jing there in China tied for number 7. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, number 6. Joe Biden is 5. Ted Wheeler and Lori Lightfoot, number 4. Mitch McConnell is 3. Tony Fauci is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the People List. So there it is, an overview of lots of things. The hot hits at News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, list at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. So all of the top three have to do with developments around the COVID deal, Wuhan deal, whatever you want to call it, the Rona, the statistics, what's where the hot spots are, et cetera, et cetera. Opening of school, which for me is the hot button. That and the vaccine and all the attention being given to the drug companies for something that is going to be more psychological than physical. But the school thing is we have let ourselves go down a road that I hope is going to be an end to it. But, you know, everybody is so afraid. So what do? The schools at least are going to open, it looks like, on a limited basis.
Depends where you are. It depends on where, because every state is different. I have a friend who's a teacher in Cincinnati, Ohio, and another friend who's a teacher in Manhattan, and they're on very different schedules for the fall.
Our schools aren't opening. The governor even said private schools couldn't open. So unless you're off the watch list, if we're talking about low income and disadvantaged groups, then this is not helping them at all.
Out to lunch. Yep. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to let school buses run because they're afraid of putting kids in school buses because of the COVID, especially younger kids who dance and jump around the seats. And, you know, they're not going to pay attention if they're in the fifth grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade to wearing masks. They'll do that because their mother tells them to till they get on the bus. Then they'll take them off and run around in the bus. So in my community, they just said, we're not running buses. You want your kids to go to school? Get them there yourself or have them walk.
Horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
So, you know, where it stops, nobody knows. Dr. Birx has told 11 cities to take aggressive action against the virus. A lot of cities like Miami for sure. Wow, what a mess that is down there. 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you love technology, then you'll love our tech report, 53 past the hour. And our purpose in this point is to go through the top five technology stories of the week, according to research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to bring us up to date, starting with number five. I'll drink to this one.
Yes, that's true. The pandemic has pretty much all but eliminated self-serve soda machines. And so in order to reduce contact with frequently touched surfaces, Coca-Cola has unveiled a new technology for its freestyle beverage machines, which will be really cool. These are going to pop up pretty much everywhere that you have any type of self-serve. And all you do, instead of tapping on the touchscreen to choose what drink you want, you hold up your smartphone to the display, and it'll auto-scan a QR code, and then on your phone, you just, you know, punch in what you want. And it's a full menu of brands and flavors. It'll then appear on your phone. You make your selection, and then your drink gets poured. Customers don't even need to download the app. The Coca-Cola said, we intentionally designed it so that anyone with a smart device can pour a drink. If you're holding a sandwich and you're doing, you know, a bunch of things, the last thing you need to do is stand there and try to download an app while you're waiting for a soda. That's very smart on Coca-Cola's part. To not have to download an app is going to create a much larger customer base. So they said by the end of August, 10,000 15,000 machines will be across the U.S. Wendy's, Five Guys, Firehouse Subs, they're the first three locations, first three chains that have adopted these machines. And they said by the end of the year, 52,000 Coca-Cola Freestyle machines will be in place in the U.S.
There you go. Big screen TV sales. Back to the stats on that, Victoria.
So apparently Americans really love big screen TVs, and even though this has been economically a challenging time for a lot of Americans, the sales of TVs that are 65 inches and larger were up 53% over the first half of 2020. Especially big sellers were TVs that were even larger than 65 inches, which were up 77% in April to June compared to a year ago. Prices on 65-inch displays have dropped. They're about 20% cheaper than they were before, and so in April to June, in that period, the average price for a 65-inch TV was $644. That's about $200 off the normal price. And as you had mentioned, Doug, we talked about this earlier in this week. There are $60,000 8K displays for sale at a Santa Monica store, the Video and Audio Center stores in LA, and it's 98 inches. That's how big this Samsung TV is. Cost $60,000 and the last weekend in June, they sold three right away. Mm-hmm. So they now are, they say screens larger than 75 inches are now the fastest growing segment on the market.
Number three, as we count down to number one, is a support story from Spotify.
Spotify now supports video podcasts, and starting with a handful of shows that can be viewed for free. Most of them will be premium users, though. So they're rolling this out. This is a direct competition for YouTube. The Joe Rogan Experience, which is one of the most popular, if not the most popular podcast in the world, he has now signed a deal with Spotify. So you can listen to his podcast, or you can actually watch him do the podcast. And he's taking all of his videos away from YouTube. So that's great news for Spotify, and not such great news for YouTube.
Number two this week.
This is on the more serious end of the tech spectrum. Congress has asked Apple and Google to warn users about apps that pose a national security risk. And this is in light of the government showing interest in banning TikTok, that app that a lot of kids are using. So the National Security Representative Stephen Lynch wrote separate open letters to Apple and Google and called on them to do more to protect user data from being exploited by foreign adversaries. Essentially what they want to see happen is when you go onto the App Store or the Play Store and you want to download an app, it should have a warning label. Like if you're trying to, you know, stream music and an album has explicit language, it has the E next to it. Similar to that, they want a warning system to let you know this app might, you know, your data might be sold. This could be owned by China or Russia. We don't know where it's coming from. We don't know where your data is going to go. And so that's essentially what they want. This is hard to police, but I think it's a good step in the right direction to at least, you know, bring attention to these types of things.
All right, number one this week, let's go to the Chinese desk.
Yep, two Chinese hackers have been accused of stealing trade secrets from hundreds of global targets and more recently probing vulnerabilities in U.S. companies involved in the development of testing, treatments, and vaccines to combat COVID-19. The Justice Department said that these two suspects were each charged with 11 counts, and they are living in China. They are being harbored by the Chinese government, and there's really nothing we can do. They're out of reach, but they've officially been put on notice that they each are facing 11 counts, and this is going on now for more than 10 years. These two guys have been hacking into major organizations.
Information that helps everyone in the community. That's what Tech Talk is all about. Thanks to Victoria Keelan, who's at the helm of this. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.